Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Horse Players, join the National Horse Players Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend. For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino books send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must be a tour member. Sign up today at NTRA.com and get qualified for the 2026 NHC to be held in March in Las Vegas. The National Horse Players Championship, where millions of dollars are won and Eclipse champions are crowned. Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet, plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Los Alamitos. Live daytime thoroughbred racing is back at Los Alamitos, now through December 14th. See top two-year-olds compete in the Los Alamitos Starlet December 6th and the Los Alamitos Futurity on December 13th. By the South Point Casino and Hotel in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. By Daily Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred LA. By Legacy Ranch, get your horses started right at Legacy Ranch. And by HorseBills.com, enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By TwinSpires.com, check out the best online horse wagering experience today at TwinSpires.com. By the OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. By Today's RacingDigest.com, a handicapper's lesson in every issue. By the Ragas and Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By the Gas Lamp Tavern, satellite wagering is now available in downtown San Diego. By the National Thoroughbred Racing Association, join the NHC Tour and win your way to the 2026 National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com, selections from Southern California and key race meets across the country each racing day. And by the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets a VIP treatment. And now, here are your hosts, Bob Ike and John Lindo.
Well, not quite, folks. John Lindo on assignment this morning with family. Bob Ike, we're going to be going to momentarily. He's in South Florida for the Pegasus World Cup Championship, a 13-race card at Gulfstream Park. We understand very good conditions down there weather-wise, which is counter to a whole lot of other areas in the country, as you no doubt know. 13 races, Flavion Pratt rides all 13, and Irad Ortiz rides 11 of the 13 races. A lot to talk about this morning, certainly. My name is Mike Willman. I'm here Sundays 8 to 10. We got a big lineup for you, as always, on John and Bob's show. Let's get down to Gulfstream Park right now and check in with my good friend Bob Ike. Hey, Bob, good morning. How are things at Gulfstream?
Hey, Mike, good morning. Everything's great. They're running the third race right now.
Wow.
So if you hear some background noise, you'll know why. But Beautiful weather today. Had a little rain Thursday. They did not run on the turf Thursday or Friday, but two turf races so far on this course, and it looks perfect. I think conditions are ideal.
Well, that is good to hear, because this is a big day for racing, and they've saved the best for last at Gulfstream Park. The $1 million Pegasus World Cup Invitational Turf goes as race 12. That's at a mile and one-eighth. And then the counterpart to it, the big one, the Pegasus World Cup Invitational Grade 1 at a mile and one-eighth on the main track there at Gulfstream. That goes as the 13th. That goes at 5:39 Eastern. That's listed post time. As you said, we're already underway. They're going to the gate now for race 3, apparently. So a huge day at Gulfstream, and I hope you got enough sleep, Bob.
Pretty good sleep last night, Mike. Yeah, I'm playing in the contest down here, so took care of myself. And the third race actually just went. Nibago wired the field.
Okay.
So we've got 3 of 13 under our belts, and it's going to be a great day.
We got a lot of ground to cover here, Bob. First of all, I just want to give a big tip of the cap to Kazushi Kimura, his agent Brian Beach. They had a natural hat trick to start off the card yesterday at Santa Anita. They won the first three races, and they started off with a first-time starter for Michael McCarthy by the name of Tiara, a three-year-old filly. And, Kimura skimmed the rail, and this filly just ran out of her mind first time out. And the word was not out. She was 9-1. She paid $20.20. Kimura came back in the second for Steve Knapp on a horse named Teeing Off that was also 9-1. A powerful hand ride if you watched it. That was a $20 even mutual. Then he finally got a favorite in the third for Michael McCarthy, and they teamed up for their second win on the day. Again, three in a row for Kimura. The mutual there, $4.60. So, we got a lot of competition in this jockey's room with 13 days in the books at Santa Anita, but I know we want to focus on Gulfstream today, but we do have some other issues to cover, Bob. As we talked about at length on Sunday on my show, the 26, reasonable facsimiles of historical horse racing machines, some would say slot machines, were seized by the state of California in a law enforcement action at the direction of State Attorney General Rob Bonta, his Department of Justice. Santa Anita, subsequent to that, has now filed suit against the state of California Department of Justice. Bob, two questions. Number one, obviously, it looks like Santa Anita is a long shot. When you take on the state of California, that's an incredibly heavy lift. But in front of that, I want to ask you this, Bob. What about getting a stay? Do you think there's a chance that Santa Anita First Racing could get a stay, get the machines back in and in use while all this is sorted out in court? Do you think there's any chance of that?
I mean, I guess so. I mean, not being a lawyer, Mike, but it seems like they would have a reasonable argument for that.
Right.
Get the machines back, and then if they need to be pulled again, who knows where it's all going to lead to. Kind of a mess, but I think, as you discussed on your show, Mike, the whole strategy was to put them in and make the action if there was going to be the California DOJ take an action and get this in front of a judge, because, as you pointed out, Mike, we're never going to win this battle legislatively.
No.
or through the vote. So this was the only method, I think, and the only chance of some success is getting this in front of a court or a judge who will be sympathetic towards Santa Anita's cause.
Exactly. And, Bob, we're big fans of Legacy Ranch, Pete and Ev Perella up there. What an incredible stallion roster. They've got an extremely talented son of Triple Crown winner, American Pharaoh, up there in Forbidden Kingdom. Forbidden Kingdom, Bob, I don't know if you heard about it or not, but I got a photo last night from Terry Knight and Pete. His first foal hit the ground yesterday at Legacy. It's a filly, beautiful filly. And I tell you what, Forbidden Kingdom has stamped her. Looks like she's going to be a liver chestnut with an irregular star. They say she weighs 135 pounds. I've never seen the weight on a newly born foal, but they're doing it, I guess. And she's out of an unraced Uncle Mo mare that's a good producer. So full steam ahead. They hope to have 10 or 12 Forbidden Kingdom babies on the ground up there by mid-March. So a lot to look forward to in that regard, Bob.
And, Mike, I know you were just up there seeing the farm and spending some time with Pete. You texted me back, what an incredible guy. And I said, Mike, winner is a win, I like to say in horse
That's
racing.
Right.
And Pete is a winner with a capital W. Everything the guy has done in life, is he's won at. And no doubt the farm will continue to do well, and let's hope this sire does well.
No doubt about it. He takes care of his people. He's got people in the lumber business, in the horse racing business. They've been with him for decades. You go to that farm, it's Kentucky West. I really mean that, Bob. And if we have any owners, breeders out there, encourage you to go to LegacyRanch.com, or if you want to talk to somebody up there about their stallion roster that includes Forbidden Kingdom, Tamarando, Clubhouse Ride, give them a call at Legacy at 209-759-3315. I'll say this, Bob, that's the good news. We're very hopeful that there are changes, in prospect here in California. But I got to tell you, Bob, in today's Daily Racing Form, they've got their annual insert. It's the stallion insert. Page 20, a story by Steve Anderson on what's going on in Washington State. Deep in the story, this is really of great concern to me, and it's going on all over the place. Bob, in 2005 in Washington State, 1,214 mares were bred. Total number of mares bred in 2025, 20 years later in Washington State, 70. From 1,214 to 70. Bob, that's a roughly 94% reduction in the number of mares bred, and it's even worse in British Columbia. It's, we just got to get some changes in play if we're going to continue on.
And, Mike, we know the numbers are going to be down in California as well. I mean, we just do not have a West Coast breeding presence at this point in time.
Yeah.
Nothing in Washington. You mentioned Vancouver. Obviously, there's not a lot of Arizona breds. The cow bred foal crop is dropping. So we are in big-time urgency here to maintain some West Coast presence at the breeding level, the racing level, everything else.
Yeah. Hey, Bob, and by way of a recap, again, very briefly at Santa Anita yesterday, Bob Baffert, Juan Hernandez teamed up with a 4-5 favorite in the veteran Speedboat Beach, coming off a lengthy layoff in race 5 at about 6.5 down the hill. He ran second, beat a neck by Grand Orient, ridden by Armando Ayuso from Marcello Polanco. In looking at Speedboat Beach, he stayed on his left lead. I mean, he was trying hard, but he never got off the left lead, Bob. I don't know if that's just him. I didn't look back at any of his previous races, but that couldn't have helped. He ended up second, beat a neck in race 5 yesterday. Maybe he can improve with a recent race. We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, he's a funny horse. Bob is quoted as saying, you know, it's really mental with him. He's trying to get his head straightened out.
Yeah.
He was on Lasix for the first time in his career yesterday, and, you know, he had a little bit of back turf for him. I thought he ran okay, but really no excuse. I did not like the winner off his first couple starts in this country. Didn't really like him at all coming down the hill. So there were no excuses for Speedboat. He didn't run poorly, but he really probably shouldn't have been defeated in that spot.
Bob, well, yeah, when you're 4-5, you know, you're supposed to win. Through 13 days at Santa Anita, the jockey standings, it's close. Umberto Rispoli, who's with you now down at Gulfstream Park today, Bob, he's on top with 15. Kazushi Kimura with a hat trick yesterday, 12. And then Jockey Jaramillo, I always mess up the first name, he's third with 11. And Juan Hernandez at 10. Hector Berrios at 9. Then we've got Edwin Maldonado off to a good start. Kyle Frey at 7. Then it's Ayuso DeMuro with 6. And Abel Lescano rounding out that top 10 at 5. Only 13 days in the book, but again, nobody dominating early on, Bob.
No, it's a pretty balanced colony, and I've been very, very impressed with I mess up his first name, too. Amiciel Jaramillo.
There you go.
Love the way he aggressively comes out of the gate. I think he's got a lot of P-Val in him. We haven't had a great speed rider on like that on the circuit for a long time, and he's getting run out of horses. So it's a pretty balanced colony towards the top end. You've got your top three or four or five guys that are going to, you know, pretty much dominate. But I love the way Jaramillo rides and what I've seen from him so far.
Yeah. Hey, before we get a selection from you, Bob, in the Pegasus World Cup, tell us what's up at Bob Ike Picks. And we want to give a shout-out to everybody at the South Point. They have got to be rolling this weekend, Kurt, you know, with AFC-NFC championship games tomorrow, the big card from Gulfstream today. Encourage everybody, give Steve Johnson a call up there, toll-free, 866-780-RACE or 866-780-7223. Let's get to it. 13th and final today at Gulfstream. It's the Grade 1 $3 million Pegasus World Cup Invitational at a mile and one-eighth. And, Kurt, anybody who's been watching races from Gulfstream, you don't like to be drawn outside. They got that very short run to the first turn at a mile and one-eighth. Post time set for 5:39 Eastern. The defending champion is in the race. Who do you like?
Well, I like horse, and he's going to be the favorite, Disco Time. I just think this horse, he's undefeated in five starts. For some reason, a jockey switch, but I'm not going to complain. Florent Giroux to Eclipse Award winner Flavian Pratt. I don't think the horse needs the lead. I think he'll break, maybe sit behind horses right down on the rail. He's 5 for 5. He's been pointed for the race, and it looks like he's trained right along. He's the 8 to 5 favorite. I think he's going to be very tough to beat. I'm against the defending champ, White Abario. I just don't think things have gone well for him really any time, any point in 2025.
No.
After winning the Pegasus and the Ghost Zapper down here, scratched on the track in the Breeders' Cup Classic, missed the prep race here. They were going to run him in the 7 furlong prep race, which he won last year, ran second in last year. They skipped that. The work tab looks sketchy. I'm going to take a stand against White Abario. And I'm not real keen on Brad Cox's other horse, Tapan Street, either, who's going to take some money. So my strategy will be to key around Disco Time and then try to find, you know, some fat prices to maybe hook him up with.
Bob, you noted the jockey change with Disco Time. He's undefeated, 5 for 5. Now, he does have one Grade 3 stakes win on his past performance line. He's been favored in all five starts and ran like it. But Florent Giroux is out, and Flavian Pratt is up. I have not talked to Brad Cox. I have not talked to Brad Pegram, agent for Flavian Pratt. To me, Bob, it's just an old-fashioned muscle move. You know, if Shoemaker's available, if Pinkay's available, when these guys were rolling, Jerry Bailey, they move the lesser's jocks off. There's $3 million up. And I think this is just a bare-bones case of it. I really do.
Pratt's here. The Eclipse Awards were here the other night, and he's riding this card. I mean, it makes sense. And it's hard to keep the Eclipse Award winner off a horse if he wants to ride yours as the favorite in a $3 million race.
You know, I can remember talking to George O'Brien, a legendary agent. He should be in the Racing Hall of Fame, along with Chick McClellan, Harry Silbert. These guys helped racing in every aspect. George O'Brien's nickname was Blackheart, and I can remember talking to him about these kind of situations. And he was dealing some pretty strong cards throughout his career, had a number of Hall of Fame jockeys, Manny Akaza. Way back, he had Ralph Neves. He had a guy named Lafitte Pincai in 1977. They won the Santa Anita Handicap and the Hollywood Gold Cup with a cowbred by the name of Crystal Water. Had Don Pierce, a big-time money rider. And he said, oh, no, you don't feel bad about that. And said, in fact, if you can talk to the owners maybe a couple of weeks in advance and say, gosh, you know, Lafitte, he'd love to ride that colt. I mean, I'm paraphrasing, but this is just how the game has always been played, Bob.
Absolutely. It's not going to change either, Mike. So You know, you can't complain about it, and I'm sure Laurent Giroux and his agent don't feel very good about it, but
no.
You're not going to burn that bridge with Brad Cox either.
No. Hey, Bob, anything else we need to cover before we head to a break here? I'm new to this Saturday time slot. There's only an hour available, but am I missing something?
No, we're good, Mike. Let me just give out a real quick radio play from down here at Gulfstream. I did not put out my handicapping sheet this weekend, being out of town, and the Santa Anita card was a little light. But I do like the horse at Gulfstream. Race 7, it's the Turf Sprint. And go back and watch the tape on number 3, Litigation, an absolutely brutal trip last time. Mario Gutierrez gets the mount back, and he has been riding well down here with limited mounts. His percentage is pretty good. So it's kind of an old-fashioned tapes play in here, Mike. 7th race at Gulfstream, number 3, Litigation at 5-1 is my radio play of the day. And wish everybody good luck this weekend.
Okay, and that race set to go at 2:04 Eastern. Hey, Bob, have a great time, and I look forward to a little scouting report when you return.
Sounds good, Mike. Thanks again for filling in, and we'll catch your show via internet tomorrow.
You can do it live or archive, Bob. You got a lot of options. And listen, good luck with everything down there. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, Chris Monreal, do I break now or I go straight to John Hardoon? I can't hear you, buddy. Tell me what I'm doing. I go to break. Okay. I told you folks I'm new to this time slot. We're going to step aside real brief, and then we come back with Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets. It's cold in New York, but I think he's looking at Florida and much more. Stay with us.
All the time.
This is Mike Greenberg, and you're in the Sports Lodge with Roger Lodge here on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA.
Fans, come join us today as we continue to celebrate racing excellence at Santa Anita Park. Today, first post time is 12:30 p.m. We have a tremendous wagering menu that includes the retail-only first coast-to-coast pick 5, a $5 late daily double, a $3 all-turf pick 3, and the late $3 pick 3, all with a low 15% takeout. And don't forget the very popular $2 minimum traditional pick 6. My best bet today is number 4, Wish They All Could Be, in race 6. She dominated with a win last time out and looks to repeat today. We have the return of the California Wine Festival this week as well, where you can sample wine from a variety of California wineries right on the trackside apron as you enjoy world-class thoroughbred racing. That's today and tomorrow. You can get all the details at santaanita.com. The classic meet excitement continues at Santa Anita Park. Come join us here at the Great Race Place.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new additions for the 2026 breeding season, Tamarondo and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner, Almond Joy. Now is the time to book your mares for the 2026 breeding season. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Attention Inland Empire Racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
And welcome back. This is Thoroughbred LA on the home of the Angels, AM 830. My name's Mike Willman. Bob and John are on assignment today. Listen, before I go to Jonathan Hardoon, got a nice text from Craig O'Brien before the show. Top agent for Juan Hernandez, who's powered by Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, as you may or may not know. Apparently, Christina Blacker posted this at FanDuel a few days ago. I guess coming into this week, the headline is Dynamic Duo, J.J. Hernandez and Peter Ertin by the numbers. Over the past 12 months, this is pretty amazing, they have a win strike rate of 70%. That's Pete Ertin and Juan Hernandez. 14 wins from 20 starts over the last 12 months. Currently on a six-race win streak. So when you see those guys together, and of course we all know Juan with Bob Baffert, I think in stakes they're hitting at about a 500% rate. So 50%, I should say. Anyway, just a little bit of trivial note for those playing the races here in Southern California. A guy who's playing them all over and with a great deal of skill. In fact, he has selected 8 out of his last 9 radio winners. His radio selections on Sunday with me, 8 out of his last 9 have posed for pictures, including last Sunday's radio winner at Santa Anita, Centro del Intaro, who I dubbed the I-Chart horse, paid $680 last Sunday at Santa Anita. Let's go to the man right now, Jonathan Hardoon of the Raggers and Cheats. I believe he's on Long Island. John, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good. I'm looking at a little contrast in styles in terms of weather. You're well aware of the bottom end of it. Aqueduct, 15 degrees. Gulfstream, 80. I hit a high note there. Gulfstream, 80. Fairground, 66. Santa Anita projected high, 66 degrees, John. What's up with the Big A?
And that's nothing with what's coming tonight and tomorrow, Mike.
Oh, God.
Today they actually could have run. It's 15 degrees. They could have squeezed it in. But then tomorrow into Monday into Tuesday, they're talking about over a foot of snow. Up in Saratoga, we're going to have 2 feet of snow. So time to hunker down and hope we make it through the next couple of days.
John, they made the right call. It's too damn cold.
Yeah.
Call it off.
Absolutely, Mike. It's so cold. You go out, you walk the dog, you come back, your ears want to fall off. It is freezing here.
Yeah.
It really is.
Hey John, let's talk Gulfstream Park today. You know, we got the defending champ, White Abario. Haven't seen him in the afternoon until he was all dressed up, nowhere to go. He was scratched going to the gate on Breeders' Cup Day at Del Mar. He's in today, disco time. I heard from Toby Callett, who can't be on the show today, said this horse is absolutely training out of his mind. We know he's undefeated. He gets that guy Flavion Pratt. Your thoughts on the Pegasus World Cup Invitational today?
Well, the race definitely goes through disco time. I mean, he has a major advantage of breaking from the inside. He's 5-for-5. He gets a rider switch today to Pratt. He's done nothing wrong. He's going to be forwardly placed, and that's where you want to be. White Abario is up against him, Mike. I don't like this horse really at all. He's breaking from the 10 post now with the late scratch of Matticat Road, but he's just, I don't think he's the same horse. He's 7 years old, right, obviously. And they said he hasn't even trained while coming into the race. The race goes through Cox. You got disco time.
Yeah.
Tappan Street, who makes his second start back off of a layoff. While he wasn't visually impressive in winning that race, numbers-wise, he ran real well. He ran a 7.
And according to the Cox team, he's trained very well coming out of that race. But Disco Time is the horse to beat, no question about it. Other horses in there, Full Serrano has a shot for John Sadler. He's drawn inside. And another interesting horse is a horse named Mika. I like the one, Disco Time, over the 3, 7, and 10.
John, let me ask you, Disco Time, 8-5 on the morning line, you think that'll hold up?
Well, you have Whitebarra. You got a lot of horses in there that are really good, Mike. But again, it's Cox, it's Pratt, and everyone sees the horse is undefeated and he's breaking from the inside. You'll probably get about that price, I would say.
Yeah. John, before I get your selection in the World Cup turf, the race before race 12 at Gulfstream, in my view, no surprises as far as the Eclipse Award ballot. Sovereignty was won in a landslide as expected, despite the fact he did not run in the Breeders' Cup. His body of work was just pretty darn impressive. Todd Pletcher, to me, you know, any of those guys could have won it, but he got the trophy. Anything strike you?
Actually, Bill Mott got the trophy.
I'm sorry.
Right?
Jesus.
That's all right.
Yeah, because I had a couple guys ask me at Santa Anita yesterday, hey, how come Bill Mott? I said, hey, I'm staying out of that. You know, well, he won the Derby and a whole lot much more. You know, he had the horse of the year.
He won with Sovereignty and everything else. He certainly deserves it. But like you said, you know, when you get to that, it's like who was the best center fielder? Mickey Mantle, Willie Mays. They're all interchangeable, to tell you the truth. It was surprising Baffert didn't hit the top three, but that's what it was. Yeah. And I was a little surprised that Pratt won by the margin that he did.
I was, too. I thought it'd be closer.
Yeah, I mean, for him to win by 100 votes, I think Ortiz beat him by maybe $1,000 or something for purse-wise, but I guess Pratt is more favorable to a lot of these voters.
Well, he had a lot more stakes wins.
Yeah, but, you know, Ortiz, listen, I just thought it was close. And Bruce Finkelstein, if you remember on our show on Sunday, said if he could have given it 1 and 1A, he would have actually split it this year. And I agree with
I
Bruce.
I do, too.
Right.
Could have been a dead heat.
Yeah, if there was ever a case for it, that was it, Mike.
I agree.
Anyway, back to radio selection. So in the 12th race today, which is a turf race, this is a hard race. It's wide open. You got 12 betting interests. And I'm down to two horses. I like number 3, Beach Gold, and number 12, Fort Washington. I gave the edge to Fort Washington. He's 10-1 on the morning line. Beach Gold is 15-1 on the morning line. Those were the horses that I thought had a shot of upsetting, and they're both live in this spot.
So you're going to go 12-3 in race 12 at Gulfstream.
Right. And now for the official radio plays, well, the first one's going to come in – let's see, race number 9 at Gulfstream. And I like the number 4 horse in here, Layabout, a 4-year-old gelding from the Patrick B. and Cone Barn. This is an improving horse, Mike. He's getting better with each start. He stretches out to 1.5 miles today. I think he's going to get a great trip in here. I like number 4, Layabout, to upset and win the 9th race. And then we'll go to Santa Anita for official radio play number 2.
Okay.
And look at this. It's a lot, Mike.
I know.
It's 7th race. This is what they make me do on Saturdays. You are a lot easier on Sundays.
Yeah.
Anyway, 7th race today at Santa Anita. I like the number 7 horse in here, Take a Breath, a 4-year-old filly from the Mark Latt Barn. Key here, this horse goes back on Lasix today, and he's gets a rider switch to Amicio Jaramillo, who I predict will be the leading rider at this meet.
Right.
4-1 on the morning line. Number 7, Take a Breath, wins today 7th race out at Santa Anita. There you go. You got it all.
That goes at 3:34, the race 7 at Santa Anita. JONHARDOON.com. What's there? How much?
3 best plays, $10. Full card, $25. Today we have Gulfstream, Fairgrounds, and Santa Anita selection.
Chris Monreal is telling me I got to get to a break, but I've tried to explain to this guy in the past I'm not much on Ashuins. Now, listen, you mentioned Mickey Mantle and Willie Mays. Those are Hall of Famers. Those are great players. I'm throwing you a little bit of a curveball here. But John, I'm sorry. I saw this guy in person. Andrew Jones, in my opinion, I hope I'm entitled to have it, is not a Hall of Fame baseball player. That's just my opinion.
How could he go to the Hall of Fame before Dale Murphy goes to the Hall of Fame was my question.
I'm sorry. His work ethic, it was pretty much always in question. He played 17 years in the big leagues. Now, I know not all of them were full seasons. Played for a lot of different teams. I think 5 All-Stars. That's good, you know. And he was a great defender. In 17 years, do you know how many triples he hit, John?
Less than 10.
37.
Okay, and that's close enough.
I'm sorry, John. To me, that's a tell. It is a tell.
Yeah, that's a lot of at-bats to only have 30 triples. He wasn't the greatest of hustlers, I'll tell you that.
That's what I'm saying. So,
well, I said it. You were dancing around it.
Right.
I got to it.
His work ethic was always in question. I'm sorry, man. This Hall of Fame has gotten to be like a Hall of pretty good. Forget about it.
And there are guys that are just sitting around not going in that should certainly be in. And
how about Don Mattingly? I just can't believe he's not in as a player. I can't believe it.
7 years he was the best player in baseball, Mike.
Can't
for
believe
7 years.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a crime, you know.
Yep.
So, hey, John, it's always nice. We shake it up a little bit. We'll talk again tomorrow morning. Good luck today, my friend.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
All right, Chris, we're going there. We'll take the break now. Coming back strong, I believe, with Bruce Finkelstein with BetOnBruce.com up in Las Vegas. Whole lot of shows straight ahead. Don't go away.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Horse Players, join the National Horse Players Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend. For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino books send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must be a tour member. Sign up today at NTRA.com and get qualified for the 2026 NHC to be held in March in Las Vegas. The National Horse Players Championship, where millions of dollars are won and eclipsed champions are crowned.
Can't make it to Del Mar from downtown San Diego? The Gas Lamp Tavern is now open for satellite wagering. Located just blocks from Petco Park, take advantage of the great food and beverage menu while watching and wagering on races across the country, including Del Mar. Post time each day is 10 a.m. Get into the action before walking over to your next Padres game. Group reservations and private parties are welcome, too. The Gas Lamp Tavern, 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego. For more information, log on to GasLampTavern.com or call 619-858-8862. Make sure to say hi to owner Rick Borbo when you cash in your next winning ticket at the Gas Lamp Tavern. See you at the Gas Lamp Tavern soon.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at BetOnBruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. Bet on experience. BetOnBruce.com.
Think you've got what it takes to out-handicap the field? Now you can prove it, because TwinSpires tournaments are available in the app. Play feeders, cash games, or go big with qualifiers for the biggest handicapping contest in the country, all from the palm of your hand. TwinSpires tournaments, where bragging rights meets bankrolls. Get in the game today on the TwinSpires app. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. See TwinSpires.com for details. Must be 18 plus, 21 plus where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. As always, Sunday's card will feature our popular Pick 6 promotion. We'll either have a Pick 6 carryover or we'll add $10,000 into the Pick 6 pool. And don't forget about night racing's best bets, the Los Alamitos early and late Pick 4s. The early Pick 4 pool last Sunday was over $175,000. And coming up at Los Alamitos are the trials to the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Winter Derby on Saturday, January 24th. Grade 1 finalists Duda Cartel and the Lady is a Vamp are among the possible trial contenders. And racing fans, we're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country, including the day program at Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Aqueduct, and more. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. Great racing and great wagering opportunities are here. Los Alamitos Race Course.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Until it was light, he was too tired to make it. She was too tired to fight about it. I've been the fast lane. Surely make you lose your mind.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back. Thurman, Los Angeles. Don't forget Andy Harris and the Southern California Restaurant Show. Follows us immediately right here at the Big A. Right now, we go to Las Vegas, Nevada, and we say hello to Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Hey, Bruce, what's going on?
Good morning, Mike. How you doing?
Good. I'm reading from the my call sheet here from John Lindo. Said, be sure to point out John had vodka in the unusual Heat Turf Classic at Santa Anita last Saturday. Now, that horse you could have. He was heavily favored. But you also had Taken by the Wind at the fairgrounds last Saturday. That came back $10.40. Well done, Bruce.
And I thank Brian Hernandez, Mike. You put that horse on the lead in 50 and change for a half mile. I was feeling pretty good. It still was tough, but what a great ride by Hernandez. One thing before we get to racing, you guys were talking about the Hall of Fame. I'm a big baseball fan, too. Not only is Andrew Jones questionable, but what about Carlos Beltran?
He is, but less so in my opinion. Right. Andrew Jones, just his whole presentation, I'm sorry. I don't know, did anybody ever pay to go see Andrew Jones play the game? I doubt
it. I think the only abstract with Andrew Jones is how much does defense count is the question.
Yeah.
On his offensive numbers, you're absolutely right. Not a Hall of Famer. And I think the same with Beltran. An excellent career. 435 home runs.
Yes, sir.
He didn't hit the 500 mark. He didn't have 3,000 hits. He's a 279 career hitter. This was a very good player, but not a Hall of Famer.
But almost 280. You know, he hit for a lot of power. Jones, 251. And, again, I just didn't like what I saw.
I think sometimes the committee is, you know, all the steroid guys have never been pretty much.
So we got to get some guys in, right?
It's right, yeah. And it seems like they're forcing it now a little bit.
100%.
Probably don't deserve it, you know?
Yeah. Well, anyway, let's get back in our lane here. Big day at Pegasus, at Gulfstream Park with the Pegasus World Cup Invitational and so on. Your thoughts?
Excellent card. Wow, this is challenging. Quantity, quality, if there's going to be a top 10 of cards all year, this will be in the top 10, Mike. And I know you with John on the schedule today, I was going to take a look. I was asked to take a look at the 10th race, if I'm not correct, the Fillion Mare Turf Invitational.
The dreaded schedule. See, I'm not much on that, but okay, let's get to it.
Anyway, yeah, in this race, Mike, there is a lot of ways to go, but you know, I'm a videotape guy, and there's a videotape. You got to take a look at this. The three, Destino de Oro, she won the Tropical Park Oaks, beating a horse in this race who was favored, and One More Time. And here's the deal. And One More Time made her move early. She followed in One More Time. In doing so, she was caught very wide on the turn. They came together in the lane, and she prevailed. But go back and watch the head-on of this race, Mike. The horse inside of her, and One More Time, broadsided her in the middle of the stretch. You would have been taken down. She knocked her to the side pretty hard, and somehow Destino de Oro still won the race. I got to give this horse extra credit for that win. She's got an outstanding record lifetime, winning 4 of 7 on the grass. Very good middle distance horse. Race looks good on paper, better than you watch the video. So I went with the 3, Destino de Oro, the 7, Whiskey Decision, Chad Brown and Flavian Prapper, a sharp New York shipper, is a horse to use. And the 12 horse, moving on up, likes this course, Mike. She had a trouble trip into the first turn when running a really heartbreaking second last out. I would use her, too. So lots of ways to go here. But I went 3, Destino de Oro, 7, Whiskey Decision, and 12, moving on up.
Okay, and post time for race 10 at Gulfstream, 3:45 Eastern. And what's up at betonbruce.com?
Full card analysis at Santa Anita. We also have the last seven races of the day on that great Gulfstream Park card, and also Best Bets at Santa Anita.
Last thing, you're an L.A. guy, or you were, and me as well. A guy I used to really root against as a kid, man. We were big Rams fans. I saw the news this morning. It was out yesterday. John Brody, I thought a great quarterback with the 49ers. 16 years, I think, he played for the Niners. He, you know, 57 through 73. He passed away at age 90. I met him at Del Mar about 20 years ago, Bruce, and he was having a lot of trouble talking, but I heard subsequent that he was able to overcome that and was actually speaking pretty good. He had had a stroke. And I met him across the street after the races at Red Tractons, and I played the Kilmer card, Billy, because they played together. You know, I'm a good friend of Billy's, and from 61 through 66. And I reminded him of a play that beat the Rams. It was a must-win game for the Rams. November 1970, the Niners are driving. They're down on the Rams 20, going to the closed end of the Coliseum. He drops back to pass, ostensibly, runs a quarterback draw. And, you know, he just everybody was scattered. He went in easily. I think he was untouched. And he lit up like a Christmas tree, Bruce. He remembered that play, you know. So a lot of great memories, I know, for certainly people in the Bay Area. John Brody gone at age 90.
When I first started following, you're right, around that time, I started following NFL football and the Rams. Brody was kind of a traditional pocket guy, and you say that he had a draw. He was not much for running the ball, as
no.
I recall. He was pretty.
But he was big, man.
Guy. Very,
he would right, stand very, in there. You know, he was a
exactly.
big guy, yeah.
And very well spoken, as I recall.
Oh, yeah.
Really good interview. Did he ever work for CBS? Did he ever do.
Well, he did a Super Bowl, whoever had it, in 1979. You know, and he won a tournament on the senior tour, now called the Champions Tour. Hell of a golfer, and his son-in-law played on the ex-son-in-law. Played on the PGA Tour, but
it's a shame he passed. I guess he lived a lot longer than most average ex-football players. Lived till 90,
I guess.
The age of football players a lot less than that.
So right.
Had a great career, and I guess he had a great life living until 90, being an ex-NFLer.
Great memories for guys like us who were getting up there ourselves. Anyway, Bruce, have a great Pegasus Day. Really appreciate it.
Take care, Mike.
You as well. And right now we're going to go to Scott Shapiro. I don't know where he's at. It says Scott, Laguna Beach, California. I know that's inaccurate. Shapper, where are you?
Long time, Mike. Great to hear your voice. I'm all the way across country in like 10-degree weather near where I grew up at.
Well, I think the last time I saw you, and I should scold you for this, you gave me a ride down to Long Beach to buy a used car for my oldest kid that needed a transmission. I knew that going in. But I was buying it off a reporter at that time for the Southern California News Group papers, and hey, it ended up being all right. But you drove me down there, dropped me off.
I remember.
Yeah, and by the way, you dropped me off, so I was afoot. That was before Uber, so I was in no position to negotiate whatsoever. What the hell was I going to do? You know?
You should have had me stick around.
Yeah,
for
right.
A few minutes.
But you were headed south. Hey, that aside. Scott, tell us what you're up to these days. I think you're working for Express Bet.
Yeah, I am. I'm working for Express Bet, content managing, putting out a lot of content and handicapping. And I'll tell you one thing, man. You were the first press guy press box guy I ever dealt with. I was not that I'm anything huge now, but you were you gave me calls, you treated me like I was important, and I'll never forget it, my friend.
Wow. Given all that's happened in my life, I really appreciate you saying that, Scott. I'm serious, man. Thank you.
No, I mean it.
Thanks.
I mean it. All jokes aside. But
yeah.
You want me to give a radio play?
Well,
before
you
go?
Do that, that reminds me, your running mate was Jeremy Baylin. I got a lookalike for Jeremy Baylin. I was just thinking about it this morning.
What? Who you got a run? Guy that looks like him?
I got a lookalike for your friend Jeremy Baylin.
When
you were in the press box, he was with Bloodhorse. The head coach for the Philadelphia Eagles, Nick Sirianni.
Oh my God, he does look a little.
I'm telling
bit
you,
like,
he's probably quite a bit lighter at the bank, but they do look alike, you know.
That's not bad. They don't.
Yeah.
No, that's not bad.
And
that's
while we're
bad.
Talking trivia, I meant to mention to. Finkelstein, I called my brother this morning. He lives in Bethesda, Maryland. I mentioned him when we talked about Brody, and that I had brought up that draw. I'd never mentioned it to him before. And he said, you know what? I thought of that play when Fernando the other night, the Heisman Trophy winner.
And those, I was thinking of it when you brought it up.
Yeah.
I didn't know the play.
My brother said he thought of Brody doing that way back in 1970.
Really? That's great, because I visualized Mendoza when you said it, because I don't remember that play, the Brody play. So.
Well, no, you weren't even born yet, Scott. But anyway, let's get to it. What are you doing at Express Bank? Can we make some money on radio today?
I got a lot of stuff up for the Pegasus card, including some top picks. I got analysis on the mandatory pick six out there, big pool. And I'm going to go in race nine with a radio play here. Number one, Zerbiev. Mike Maker, you know this, I know this. A genius, a wizard at getting horses to stretch out further on the turf, claim them and move them up. He's done just that with the one horse, Zerbiev. Mile and a half on the turf here. Should get a perfect trip along the inside under Irad Ortiz. Excuse me. 6-1 on the morning line. Number one, Zerbiev. Race 9 at Gulfstream Park.
Okay, and that goes at 3:13 Eastern. Enjoy every Saturday here with Bob and John. Scott, have a great day, man.
You too, Mike. Good to hear your voice.
Okay.
Well.
All right, you take care. So what are we doing now, Chris? We're going to a break. Okay, he made it official. The green light's up there. We're going to our final timeout of the morning. We're coming back strong with the voice of Los Alamitos Racecourse, Michael Rona. Stay with us.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
The thrill of the race is in the Vet, and nobody does betting like TwinSpires. With more tracks, more wagering options, and more ways to play, TwinSpires.com puts the action right in your hands. From win, place, and show to exactives and multi-win wagers, every bet is just a tap away. Fast, trusted, easy. That's TwinSpires.com. When it's time to vet the races, we've got your ticket. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. See TwinSpires.com for details. Must be 18+, 21+, where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Thought she knew what she was doing, and an old love was here to stay. What she told me to.
And welcome back. Final segment, Saturday edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Mike Willman pinch hitting for Bob Ike and John Lindo. They'll be back next Saturday. I'll be with you tomorrow morning from 8 to 10 a.m. And right now we get down Cotella over to Los Alamitos Racecourse and say hello to the voice of Los Al, Michael Rona. Hey, Mike, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you, Mike.
You guys get underway at 6:05 tonight, eight of them, and you have trials, derby trials to the Los Alamitos Winter Derby. Talk about it.
Yep, it's the first Grade 1 Derby in the nation, and the late pick four tonight will comprise trials to the Los Alamitos Winter Derby, 400 yards for the three-year-olds. And the opening leg, the fifth race, features a newcomer to these parts called Politician V, number two, for very strong connections. The horse qualified to the Grade 1 Texas Classic Futurity late last year at Lone Star. There's a local horse that heads the wagering. SM My Valentine, number five, winner of a Grade 2 Futurity at Los Al back in September. Second trial, Mike, there's a first-time gelding in Gate 1 at 10-1 called Next Norco that's worth including in your wagering strategies. He's always shown potential, and he could improve sharply in his three-year-old debut, but the wagering will be dominated by number six, Surprise Temptation, and number seven, Doudar Cartel.
Okay, what race is that, Michael?
That's in the sixth race.
Six, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Surprise Temptation was in the firing line in the 2 million Futurity before bad interference took him out of play.
Mm-hmm.
Seventh race, numbers 4, 5, 6 will dispute favoritism. Notorious, the lady is a vamp, and Special Samson. And in race eight, the quartet of horses in a highly contentious nightcap, numbers 1, 4, 6, and 8. The six-horse Jarvis V won the consolation race to the 2 million Futurity in December. Same connections as the two-horse in the fifth race, Politician V. So a deep cast of talented three-year-olds, fastest 10 individual times.
Yeah.
We'll get to the final in 3 weeks from now.
Michael, I'm unemployed. I can't go that deep. Can you give us a single we can make some money on tonight?
Well, in the seventh race, of the three horses in the betting, numbers 4, 5, 6, I like the longer-priced horse, number 5, the lady is a vamp. She's 4-1 on Mr. Burgart's morning line. A precocious 2-year-old filly has always been highly rated by trainer Paul Jones, who combined with the owner, Parsons Ranch, to take down a stakes double here a couple of weeks ago. And the lady is a vamp, I think, is sitting on a big race. I like the spacing. She hasn't run for 2 months. That kind of spacing has worked well for her previously. And I'm very interested in how she progresses in her three-year-old season. I think 4-1 is a decent price for number 5, the lady is a vamp, in race 7. So that's a horse I suggest targeting.
Really looking forward to catching everybody on FanDuel tonight. Again, 8 of them. You get underway at 6:05. 4 trials to the Los Alamitos, the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Winter Derby. That'll be races 5, 6, 7, and 8. And, Michael, some very disappointing news out of New Mexico a few days back. Not unexpected. 2 consecutive years of catastrophic floods in Ruidoso, New Mexico, has just wiped out the racetrack. They sit in a river plain there, a floodplain, and they're 100-year floods. And they came back-to-back years. I had a former GM at Ruidoso tell me about 3 weeks ago there was no chance they were going to run there this year. And I hate to say it, Michael, but it looks like very little chance of being able to run at Ruidoso in the future. Nobody, you couldn't get anybody to insure it. It's a sad thing because, as you know, that is quarter horse country up there a mile high.
Yes, home of the All-American Futurity and All-American Derby.
Beautiful country. You've been there.
Now, actually, I never have, and I regret greatly, particularly right now, never having had the opportunity to visit. But everybody tells me how gloriously beautiful it is, and it's such an important part of the fabric of quarter horse racing. The whole problem stems back to wildfires in June of 2024.
And nothing to hold the ground, yeah. Hey, yeah, Michael, this is Chris Monreal's version of the vaudevillian hook. We got to go, okay? Have a great night at Los Al, man. You cut him off. We're out, folks. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning, 8 to 10.